great, 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 fascinating, amusing thing. If you're into keyboards, particularly mechanical keyboards, Sebastian did the write-up on PC Pro on this one. The Mechanical Keyboard 2016 Winter Survey from keyboard enthusiast site GoMechanicalKeyboard.com. 950 responses. Favorite mechanical switches for typing: Cherry MX Blue, followed by Cherry MX Brown, followed by Cherry MX Clear, followed by my personal favorite, Buckling Spring, followed by Topre, which I'm probably not saying correctly. All-purpose Cherry MX Brown, and gaming: Cherry MX Brown, followed by Cherry MX Red, followed by Cherry MX Blue. Cherry MX Blue was second place in all-purpose.
Probably at least half the people listening to this are like, what the heck do all those colors mean? So,
different flavors.
Yeah. So if you remember the old school, like buckling, like old school IBM keyboards, it actually had the like distinct click to them as the key was pressed. Right. And MX Blue switches are basically that same sort of thing. And I think that's why they like it got the best result on that survey for those that are just doing typing or writing or whatnot. If, you know, those same people probably like those old school kind of keyboards. And that's why. And then the brown, which is actually my favorite Cherry key, is more of an all-purpose kind of key. It has the same kind of feel as the buckling spring type keyboards that have that distinct kind of click to them, except without the click. So to your finger, it feels like that same kind of keyboard. It still has like a little ledge that it kind of goes over as you're pressing it down, and that's the same point where the key press actually registers. So same kind of thing, just a lot less noise, a lot less say office friendly for those, right? Like, you know, you have people around you, maybe somebody's even trying to, you know, do an episode of Twitch from across the room or something, and you know, meanwhile, you're trying to write a storage article and you don't want like all of your clicks going out on the air. So
I was banned from using my IBM Model M keyboard anywhere but the garage in one of our previous homes.
Yep. Pretty much. Those things are really, really loud.
Oh, my goodness.
And then there was also, we were talking about this on the podcast as well. There's like, apparently, like, a lot of people like even smaller footprint keyboards with significantly less keys, like 60% of the keys.
I have one of those over here too, apparently. But I hate it.
Yeah, and I don't know. I don't know. I haven't talked to anybody personally or run into anybody that's like, that's their thing. Like, they insist on that. And especially, like, at first I was assuming, well, maybe they're doing that because it's Cherry switch keyboards are typically kind of expensive compared to, like, you know, older style keyboards. Maybe they're cheaper because there's just less keys. And it turns out the prices are about the same. So if someone is getting away with selling you a keyboard with 40% reduction in the number of keys they have to put on it, and they're selling it for the same price, then that must be some incredible marketing, or people that really favor a particular size of a keyboard, I guess. Just seems weird to me.
Yeah.
I need all my F keys and my number pad and, you know, all that stuff.
Well, you also need your Sapphire super hardened tech to awesome Alventano proof watch too.
But the most advanced thing that watch does is it just has like a second time zone that it can show you digitally. Like, that's okay. That's as smart as it gets. There's no, doesn't even what is that? Tell me that's not Sapphire.
No, it's a trackball. I'm just saying, I still prefer trackballs over mice.
That is true. I remember seeing that on your desk, man.
And being shocked.
Yeah, it's like, trackball? Still on a trackball, Patrick?
I like trackballs.